Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Baba Batra, Daf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, and Mishnah. This is the final Mishnah in the first parak. We will devote about five or six more podcasts to the Gemara. In Cholkinet HaChatzer Ad She Arba Mot Lezeh Vaba Mot Lezeh. Many pieces of this Mishnah we've already seen in the first Sugya. But we do not divide up the chatzer unless there's four amot for each partner. In other words, that's when one can coerce the other. V'lo atasad, now we're going to see shiurim for different areas. V'lo atasad, shebar tisha kabin lezeh, tisha kabin lezeh. This is nine kabin of arable land that each has to have. Yudah omer ad shebar tishat chatzayei kabin lezeh, tishat chatzayei kabin lezeh. He says half that shiur. Each has to have nine half kabin, meaning the whole field has to be nine kabin. To divide a garden, to force a division of a garden, there has to be at least a half a kav for each person. Rova, half of that, a rova kav. Velota traklin, velota muran. These are different kind of big houses. Velota shovach, a dove coat. Velota talit, a garment. Velota merchatz, a bathhouse. Velota beit habad, an olive press. Velota beit hashlachin, a field. Ad shehem bahen, an irrigated field. Ad shehem bahen. There has to be enough, we'll see what that means a little bit later on, enough for each partner so that when it's divided, it still has something of the original use. Zehaklal, here's the rule. Kol sheyeh chalek ushmo alav chokin, anything that you could divide and it still retains its name. So for instance, if you have a huge bathhouse, which if I were to take the north side and you took the south side, each one would be called a bathhouse and used as a bathhouse, then I can force a division. But if you get to the point where you divide and it no longer retains its earlier identity, then one cannot force a division. When do these rules apply? That's only if they're not both agreeable to divide. If they're both agreeable, even if it's smaller, they can agree to divide. And the only reason we say that is for the following. If they jointly owned Kitvei HaKodesh, some Tanakh in a scroll form, then even if they agreed to divide, they may not divide, and that's something that we will spend most of our time discussing with the many tangents that riffs off of that statement. Okay, Amar Vasim Yochan Arba Amot Shemru, back to the opening piece about the Chatzer, the Arba Amot that you have to have for each partner in order to, after a split, in order to effect the split, Chutz Mishel Ptachim, that's besides the Dalar Amot around each door. Tanya Miachim, a brayta that says that in Cholk Chatzer Sheva Shmona Amot Lezeh, Shmona Amot Lezeh. According to this brayta, you have to have 8 Amot for each person. Haivanat Nan Arba Amot Lezeh, Arba Amot Lezeh. So Asi goes ahead and says, but Armishta says 4. Halashma Minaka Rav Asi. So you see that Rav Asi is supported Shmamina, that there really is a need for an extra four amot for each person for each doorway of the chatzer. Some people read it not as a presentation, but rather presented as a contradiction. We have conflicting rulings, four amot or 8 amot for each person. And Rav Asi quoted Rabbi Yochanan to solve it. Rabbi Yochanan, Arba Amot Shemru Chutz Mishel Ptachim. Okay, Amar Rav Huna, Chatzer mitchalekat lefi ptacheha. How do you divide a chatzer? So Rav Huna says you divide it based on its doorways, meaning if I have 3 doors into the chatzer and you have 1, I get 3/4 of the chatzer. Rav Chista Amar notnim Arba Amot lechol petach upetach v'shar cholkim l'shaveh. Rav Chista disagrees. He says, I will get 12 amot for my 3 doors, and you'll get 4 for yours, and the rest is divided equally, though. Tanya Kabatet Rav Chista, a bright supports Rav Chista, Tachim Shem Chatzer Ishtan Arba Amot. Each doorway gets 4 amot. And the reason for this 4 amot, as we'll see forthwith, is to have an area when you're coming in to be able to unload your pack. Hayal is a petach chadar, unload your donkey. Hayal is a petach chadar, zesh ne ptachim. If I have 1 doorway and you have 2, zesh ishto petach chadar, tel arba amot. Zesh ishto shne ptachim, tel shmona amot. I get 4 amot, you get 8 amot, because I have 1 door, you have 2 doors. Vashar cholkim neshaveh, but the rest is split equally, the bright exactly like Rav Chista. Now, hayal is a petach rachav shmona amot. If one of them had an 8 wide doorway, notel shmona amot, can I get a petach v'arba amot b'chatzer? So this is a little bit of a strange statement. You get 8 amot corresponding to the petach in front of the petach, plus another arba amot in the chatzer. Arba amot chatzer, what's the point of 4 amot in the chatzer? So we have to fix the language. This is what it means. What it means is you get 8 amot, the length of the chatzer, meaning corresponding to your doorway, and it goes 4 deep. That's how much space you get just for your doorway, which is 8 wide. And then besides that, you get whatever you're going to get inside. Amar Meimar, high pirat asufla. Pirat asufla is an excavation, a pit that they would have in the chatzer where they would lay out fruit. So when you want to work with it, you need a little space around it in order to stand there and put the fruit in and get the fruit out. And if you have that in the chatzer, now we're dividing, here's to arba amot l'chol ruach v'ruach. You have to have 4 amot going in every direction from that excavation that is yours. But that's only if it's not next to a particular doorway that's its own. If it's in front of a petach, then that's what you get, because you stand in front of it, your petach, and that's where you work with the pit. Achsadra is an open portico. Imagine a house, and next to it an open porch. So an achsadra doesn't have dalat amot. So time am I, what's the reason for the dalat amot? Mishum pirak masa'o, like I mentioned before, in order to have a place to unload your pack. Hachav shadayel, the gvayim farakir, you can walk right under the opening because there's no door or even any sort of a structure. You just walk right in and be under the shade and unload it. Meiti rav sheshe, techad shari bati mechad shari achsadra ot yeshnam dalat amot. We see that whether the houses of gates of houses or gates of an achsadra has dalat amot, the answer is ketanyehi b'achsadra de ve'rav. That's an achsadra de ve'rav, which was a built-in porch. A built-in porch, you have the same problem. It's like a house. You can't go in. You need dalat amot outside and unload. Achsadra ve'rav pshita, but that's obvious. Yirun yamal yehu, that's an enclosed room. Ela b'achsadra omaita, it's an achsadra omaita. The way Rashi explains it is that there were low walls in front of the achsadra. It's like a little portico that had low walls. You can't really go in, and therefore you need to have a little room outside to unload. Tan Rabbanan, Beit Shar, achsadra merpeset. So a gatehouse, a portico, and an open porch. Yishtan dalat amot. Alright, then that's the achsadra that we're talking about. Hayu chamisham batim p'tuchin l'merpeset. But 5 different houses opened up into a common porch. Ein lan ela dalat amot bevad. They only get dalat amot. The one merpeset. Ba minei Rabbi Yochanan mi Rabbi Yanai. So he asked them the following: Lula shel tanegol. If you have a chicken coop, yesh lo dalat amot or ein lo dalat amot? If you have a chicken coop in the chatzer, do you get another dalat amot when dividing to in front of the lul, a place to feed the chickens and stand there and take care of the chickens? Amalei tama my mishum peruk masao. So Rabbi Yanai said, what's the reason for the dalat amot? To be able to unload your load. Here, you can just go up and come on down. Now, whether this is talking about the chicken that can climb up and climb down, or whether it's the person who can just reach in and feed, doesn't need dalat amot. Either way, there's no need for dalat amot. Which leads to the next question that was asked in Bavel. Ba'amine Rava, Rav Nachman. Bayit chatzio mekure v'chatzio eino mekure. Let's say you have a house where half of it is not roofed. Here's no dalat amot or ain't no dalat amot. Do you get dalat amot in front of it? After Amarle, ain't no dalat amot. Rav Nachman said you don't get why. Lam b'yikiril miligav. Certainly, if the roof part is on the inside, because after all, you could just walk right in to the unroofed part and unload. Even if the roofing part is towards the outside, you can go underneath it to the part which is unroofed and unload. From here, the next bit, we're going to see the rights and limitations of a member of a mavui, of an alleyway, where different chatzerot come in. Let's say one of the members of the mavui wants to take his doorway that opens into to the street and open it to another mavui. He's basically changing what mavui he belongs to. Can the other neighbors stop him? They can stop him. Because here they have his membership and they have his doorway and everything else that he's taking away from them. Now, achsanya, which in modern Hebrew at least means lodging, sort of like hospitality, here means a particular term where the king would, the troops would bivouac and the king would order that the local town has to put the troops up. The question is, when they come to a particular mavui, and there's this many troops, how do you divide up the responsibility? B'nei Adam mitchalaket, or lefi p'tachim mitchalaket. You divide it up based on the amount of people in the house. This is similar to what we saw a couple of daf ago about how you assess the tax, or based on the doorways. Amar lefi b'nei Adam mitchalaket. It's based on the people in the house. That's how you divide it up. You got five people in the house. You have five chalakim, as it were, in the responsibility. If you have zevel out in the chatzer, it's divided based on the doorways, because each doorway puts out, you know, a certain amount of zevel. Let's say a member of the mavui wanted to build something in front of his doorway that would then prevent anybody else from the mavui to come in through his area, through his chatzer. They can stop him. Why? Shemar Balan, he's making them walk around. Let's say you have five chatzerot that all open up into one mavui, but they're embedded. One's deeper, etc. All of them have the right to go through the outside one. The outside one, of course, gets to use its own. Everybody else gets to use also the second one from the outside. The second one uses itself and the outside one, etc. So the one that's deepest in, nobody else can use, and it can use all of them. It can use its own, and nobody else can use it, because whatever is closest to the outside has more access, and has to be more accessed. So you see that the Bnei Mavui really cannot stop each other. The answer is limiting access. The answer is Tanoi, it's Machloka Tanaim. And here we have a Braita that we're going to have to adjust. Tanya Chan Bnei Mavui Shebikish Lachzer Pitchol Mavui Acher. If you have a member of the Mavui who wants to turn his doorway to join another Mavui, Bnei Mavui Makvian Alav, that we already had. They can stop him. Hayasatum Bikesh Lepotchol. Let's say that the wall had been sealed. His wall to the outside had been sealed, and he wanted to open it up. They can't stop him. If you have five chatzerot going into one mavui, they can all use the mavui. There's no limited access. Everybody has full access. How did chatzerot get into the braita? The answer is there's a missing piece to the braita, and this is what it says. This is Rebbe's position. It was the earlier Braita that we have. If you have five chatzerot opening into a mavui, then they all work with the. They all get to have access to the outer one. So mishtamashet latzman, and the same thing that we said before, that all the inner ones can get to use the outer one, and the second one uses itself in the outer one, the third one uses itself in the second, the outer one, etc. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that you can have limited access, depending where you are positioned. He says, no, there is no limited access. Everybody gets to use all of the chatzerot on the way out to the mavui. Alright, let's say you had a sealed wall, and you wanted to open it up. And by the way, the notion of satum here is that it had originally been opened, then it got sealed, or you sealed it, now you wanted to open it up. They can't stop him. He said, that's only if when you originally sealed it up, you didn't wipe out the doorways, really, so that you basically have a doorway, the doorway's still there, and you built it up. But if you really fully built the wall and sealed it in, like a wall to the Rishut HaRabim, then Bnei Mavui can stop you, because now they've had a protection from Rishut HaRabim, and now you're opening it up. Amarlam, by the Rava, Tandid Masayalach, we got a Braita that supports you. Bayit Satum, Yishlo Dalar Amot. If you have a sealed house, it has Dalar Amot. Paratzeb Simav, Eno Dalar Amot. But if you sealed it in such a way that there's no doorways left, then there are no more Dalar Amot that are given in dividing it up. There are no Dalar Amot that come along with it on the outside. And similarly, Bayit Satum, Eno Atame Kol Sivav. If you have a mate inside, and the house is sealed, it does not radiate tum out. Paratzeb simav metame kol sivav. But if you really really filled the walls in such a way that you erased the doorway, then it's metame kol sivav. It's metame all around, like a din of a kever. Because like a kever, because now it's been fully sealed. Amarav Rachan Yochanan Mavu Otam Fulashim Liir Acheret. If you have a mavui that goes that is opened up through that is opened up, that's open on both sides, and it goes all the way into another city, Shubnei Lesotman, and the members of that city wanted to seal it off so it wouldn't go to the other city. Bnei Otai Yir Makvin Alehan. The other city can stop them. They had an open way. Lo mi baya kilekadak achvin miakvi. Certainly, if there's no other way to get to that city, that they can stop them. La filu kiikadak achvin miakvi. Even if there is, why mishum de Rabbi Yehuda Marav? The Amar Meitzar Shalziku Barabim. Any time that there's an area that the Rabbim have taken control of, asol akalkalo. You're not allowed to mess it up. They've had this route. You're not allowed to block this route off. Let's say that you have these open doors, and then the people of the Mavui want to put doorways up. The people of Rishut Rabim can stop them. The public can stop them and say, we've had a thoroughfare here, you can't put doors up. They thought that that was only if the doorways are within Dalar Amot of the actual Rishut Rabim. Rav Nachman said, the Arba Amot that are close to the Rishut Rabim are considered like Rishut Rabim. Velohi hatam linyan tuma. That's only for that limitation is only for tuma, because as you know, suffik tuma reshut harabim is tahor. So within dalat amot, it's still tahor. Aval hacha zimnim dedachki bnei reshut harabim va'ayli tuva. But sometimes, and in this case, the bnei reshut harabim will move even further and go on in. So therefore, if you've had a thoroughfare, you can't put up a door, even if it's more than dalat amot away from the actual thoroughfare, because that's where Bnei Reshut Rabim are accustomed to coming in. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up at Veloha Tasadeh in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.